Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about all the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And hashtag thanks, Billy. Have you seen this hashtag or have you been asleep?
Yeah, did you hear Billy Bush is donating $10 million of his severance money to a women's charity?
Yeah.
So to those people who don't know what we're talking about, the brilliant minds of Twitter created a fake hashtag thanks, Billy, that was basically connected to this lie that Billy Bush is giving $10 million of his severance pay to a women's charity, which he is not.
You will drain it.
So, Lindsay, I just want to get this over with so we don't have to ever talk about this man again, but because we had so many tweets about it, I feel like it's worth addressing. Who is Ken Bone?
If I, like, never had to hear that name again in my entire life, I would be okay. Ken Bone, unfortunately, I know who that is, I feel like it's interesting because it took us to the second debate to, like, find a meme that, like, resonated with the world in a way.
Yeah.
So if you watched the second debate, we still have another debate to go, don't worry. you will remember that it was a debate that was for a room of undecided... A town hall, but for a room of undecided voters. Mm-hmm. Basically kind of like the nation's true lost souls, these undecided people. So they're all getting up to ask questions. And then suddenly, this portly gentleman in a red sweater and glasses.
I don't think he had glasses. He just had a little mustache. Did he have glasses?
Oh, and a mustache. You're right. He didn't have glasses. Steps up to the plate and asks some idiotic question that I don't remember.
Something about clean energy, the environment, something.
And his name appears below his face, and it says Kenneth Bone. And people went nuts.
I mean, the thing about the Ken Bone meme was that the Ken Bone meme didn't need any additional layers to it. It was just photo of Ken Bone. Ken Bone.
Is Ken Bone a funny name? Yes. Is Bone a funny word? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, what I think people really grasped onto in terms of, like, the meaning behind the meme is that being undecided in this election is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone is still undecided, they're, like, a true crazy person.
And he still was afterwards.
Crazy. And he's still undecided because he's using it as his, like, 15 minutes of fame.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, the more recent Ken Bone news, which, again, we should just wrap this up because it's so boring and everyone really knows
this. We don't even have to detail the recent Ken Bone news. I don't like that this news exists.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of funny because it's, like, the way that people made fun of this guy, it turns out he's actually like this. He appeared on Reddit to do an AMA. And of course, he used his real Reddit name, and this guy, of course, has already used Reddit. And of course, guess what he's been commenting on? Of course, pictures of hot women. And so all of his comments, his Reddit comments, were just out there, and people were, like, seeing them and, like, laughing, and it was great. Whatever.
He's selling, you know, merch with his face on it, which, honestly, God bless. Make your money while you can. And we're all going to forget about Ken Bone by the time the third debate happens and our world just implodes. How will we care about Ken Bone when the country falls into a sinkhole the size
of
the continent?
I think about Ken Bone and then I get depressed. Like, I don't know. Yeah. There are so many good internet things out there, and then, but, like, that is pretty much to me, like, the worst one, because it all roads lead back to, like, the mess that we are in.
Honestly, why would we possibly talk about Ken Bone when we can still be talking about Billy Bush?
Oh my God.
So we sort of touched on this briefly in the intro, but here's the update. So Billy Bush, none of this is confirmed also, by the way, these are all rumors.
Do we need a Billy Bush theme song or something? Like, do we need, like, this feels like now it's going to go on forever.
If Billy Bush's thighs are running against Hillary, I might be undecided.
Oh my God.
me in the town hall. Okay. Mr. Billy Bush's thighs. Are you all for single payer? So Billy Bush's thighs might be receiving a $10 million payout for doing 1 month of work based on rumors that that's what his contract sort of entailed, like early termination, or he has to get paid out for the length of his contract, blah, 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 blah. But of course, none of this is confirmed because they're still working out all the details and ironing everything out.
I mean, do we think Billy Bush has a really good contract? Yes.
He's a Bush. Yes.
Are you kidding? He has a great contract. You know it. And you know that him getting fired early is not going to be, you know, cheap for NBC. They're just willing to take it because they're not willing to deal with the damage that he will give them if he stays. Mm-hmm. And so $10 million kind of makes sense. It depends on how much his contract was for in the full.
Right. So they're trying to decide. That's where the Thanks Billy meme came from, where it was like, oh, people were upset. So then they made a joke that he was giving it to this, you know, women's charity.
Which, like, knowing Billy Bush, he's not.
One thing I wanted to comment on, because I saw this making the rounds quite a bit last week, and I was immediately a little skeptical of it, and I was not as shocked by it as a lot of people. There was a tweet that was going around that showed the outdoor boards of 30 Rock, where it had, like, mm-hmm. the cast of Today Show, and mm-hmm. the person who sent the tweet said, Billy Bush already wiped off the digital billboards outside of 30 Rock. And this was covered by us and a lot of the tabloids.
It was Mark Graham, who we know.
Yeah.
Who's also a cult. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing about this is, also, Natalie Morales is still in the billboards, and so is Willie Geist. I don't think he was taken out of the billboard. I think they just hadn't
billboard.
I think they just hadn't updated it with Billy Bush.
Oh, interesting.
So I just wanted to comment on that because I don't think that is as big of a thing as a lot of these places are making it, because Willie's still on it, Natalie's still on it. There's no way, it's not like there's a before and after. We don't know that there was ever Billy on that billboard to begin with. And as someone who used to walk by that every single day, the Today graphics are really bad, and it wouldn't surprise me if they took months and months and months to update them.
Well, also, anyway. It says digital billboard, but that's not, it looks like a sticker. Is that actually a digital?
Yeah, because that's a scrolling ticker at the bottom, and they switch out those images. It is like a slideshow throughout the day.
So that's an old graphic. Yeah, you're right. Why would Willie Geist be there? He's not there anymore.
Right. So yeah. I just think that they hadn't updated it in the months since Billy's had this job.
Yeah, it's interesting that Us Weekly picked up the tweet and wrote an entire article around it.
Well, I mean, it's They're very, so it's par for the course for Us Weekly. They will write about a single story as many times as they possibly can.
And welcome to Today for a Monday morning, October 10th, 2016. I'm Al, along with Cameron. As you can see, Billy Bush not joining us today, as you're probably aware. Part of that 2005 Access Hollywood taping with Donald Trump that's been in the news all weekend.
NBC, which owns Access Hollywood, has suspended Billy for his role in that conversation, pending further review. With that said, let's turn to last night's debate, where that 2005 tape played a big role.
So, a lot of you guys have tipped us off to this. We did forget to talk about it last week, but here we are. It's still happening, so clearly it doesn't matter.
It's still happening.
Don't worry. It's still happening. Did you hear, Bobby, that Meghan Trainor has a new boyfriend?
Did I hear? I heard from the north. I heard from the east. I heard from the west. I heard from every direction I could hear things that Meghan Trainor has a new boyfriend.
And do you know who he is?
Look, I don't remember his name, but I do know his former co-star was someone we've talked about on the show, Alexa Peña Vega.
Oh my god, who is very pregnant and very active on Instagram, gotta say that.
Meghan Trainor is dating Daryl Sabara, who is one of the two Spy Kids. It's just like, it's
like,
so
what?
It's so funny imagining Meghan Trainor just retaining her, you know, childhood crushes. I mean, this is a narrative I'm constructing in my head. Maybe she'd never even seen Spy Kids and they met on the street or whatever.
But he's 24 years old now, FYI.
It's funny imagining her being like, you know who I always thought was cute in middle school? Spy Kid boy. Like, the boy Spy Kid. And then her publicist being like, well, I'll get his number and we'll see what happens.
You have to do the math. One, so like, he's 24 and Meghan Trainor is, hold on,
isn't she like 22?
She's 22. Yeah. Wow.
Well, I'm good at that.
And
wow.
So it's true. When he was a spy kid at age, when did Spy Kids come out? 2001. So that was 15 years ago. And so he was 24 minus 15.
Nine.
He was
nine. Megan was 11. Do we have to do math on the air for everyone?
No, Megan was younger.
Oh, he's 24. Oh, Megan was 7. Okay, yeah. I thought she was the older one.
So she watched, as a 7-year-old, she watched Spy Kids and was like, okay, sure. And then 15 years later, here they are in love. And if you're wondering what Spy Kid has done since Spy Kid, pretty much everything you would expect him to do since Spy Kid.
The only thing I remember, he was in that movie World's Greatest Dad with Robin Williams, and he played like a really shitty kid.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Who died during a failed attempt at autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh my god, you're right.
Yeah.
Wow, Spy Kids really breaking out.
He took a dark turn. Maybe Megan liked that movie, you know?
So did you know that there was a Spy Kids 2, The Island of Lost Dreams, a Spy Kids 3D Game Over, and a Spy Kids 4? Spy Kids All the Time in the World.
But was he in all of them?
Sure was.
Wow, good for him.
Sure was. Sure
so they're
was.
Getting... My favorite thing about this story... aside from the fact that Megan's, you know, finding some happiness outside of her chart performance, which is nice, is that the first photographic evidence of their relationship came a few weeks ago, and it was them at an UGG store together shopping for boots.
Like, literally, like, the most basic reveal of a relationship.
And, I mean, honestly, photos of them exiting the store... photos through the glass of them inside the store, observing boots, you know, deciding which Uggs to buy. I don't know if they actually leave with any Uggs. Maybe they were just window shopping.
It's also great because the site that, like, really broke the news that was, like, very much obsessed with this is, of course, Just Jared Jr., who stand so hard for this pairing.
It's Just Jared Jr. is upsetting for... a number of reasons, but Just Jared Jr. sense.
Will make you feel like you are literally about to die, like you are ancient and your hands are just like wrinkled and you're just hunched over your computer turning into a witch, like Meryl Streep in Into the Woods.
Every time I see Just Jared 2, it makes me think that, like, if I had kids, would I allow them to read Just Jared 2, or would I tell them they couldn't read Just Jared 2?
At the
like,
dinner
get
table.
Off Just Jared 2!
At the dinner table, you'd be talking about, like, Us Weekly headlines, and your kid would be like, fuck you, Dad, I'd only read Just Jared Jr. I just found out what this kid's best role was, and it's not a spy kid.
What was it?
In 1992, when he was a baby, he played Murphy Brown's baby.
Oh, and Murphy Brown was a single mom and it was a big deal.
His role was Baby Brown. Come on, that's amazing.
That's really good. Wow.
That's iconic. Iconic.
Wow.
That's one for the old people. Talk about like old people. Like, talk about something that's not covered on Just Jared Jr. Murphy Brown.
Remember him?
Honestly, I'm just happy Meghan Trainor is finding love.
Called the Commonwealth Club Luncheon, the LA riots happened because of disintegrating family values.
It doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone and calling it just another lifestyle choice.
We have two stories left before we get to Rita, and both of them are just the biggest sighs in the world. But I'll do mine. I'll do this one. You can do the next one.
Fine.
So Colton Haynes. Nothing like a story that begins. So, Colton Haynes.
Can you remind people who he is?
Oh, Colton Haynes is an actor who we've talked about because he recently came out for the second time, and
the shadiest thing you can say is came out for the second time.
Number one, Colton Haynes is Serena Williams' best friend. He is a MTV star, isn't he? He's not. No, he's Arrow. He's Arrow. Isn't that the show he's
Arrow,
on?
Arrow, yeah. Colton Haynes definitely has hung out with Beyonce more than a lot of people. Right.
So he's, and by all accounts, like a very cool, friendly, nice guy, but that's not the point. So Colton Haynes was recently in the news because he was robbed. Fortunately, unlike the Kim Kardashian story, he wasn't in his home when the robbery occurred. He just got home and found $5,000 to $6,000 worth of things stolen. And so this People report on this story is, you know, very typical. Colton Haynes says he's doing okay after a home break-in. And, oh, they say that they put in one of his tweets where he says a lot was stolen, blah, 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 blah. He's upset that his personal information is on TMZ. $5,000 to $6,000 worth of Haynes' belongings was allegedly stolen. Then suddenly, which is the reason we're talking about it, suddenly the article, because again, these tabloids do not know how to end stories. They're like, what do we say next?
Right, so it kind of just fades out, like it, or just it's just like, and then he got, and then he.
In the time since, Haynes has remained positive, happily focusing on promoting his new line of signature candle.
Mention his candles, I guess. just mention his candles. I don't know.
So
something.
Colton Haynes has a line of signature candles that are made, quote, in conjunction with the Exceptional Children's Foundation in Culver City, California, which employs mentally and physically challenged adults. So cool. Colton Haynes has this charity. But when you look at the signature candles,
they're so good.
Boring, and they have his signature on it, and his signature is number one, really ugly and kind
of
shaky and strange.
I didn't connect that signature candles meant they're candles with his signature on them. I just thought they were his signature candles.
It's not like signature as in, you know, his classic or the most famous version of something. No, it's just because they have his signature on them.
And are you on his website?
Yeah.
You should go to men's t-shirts after you're done with the candles. Okay.
The signature scents are leather, fig, tobacco, vanilla, and lum. So one of them is just man. One of them, I guess, smells like Colton Haynes. They're $28 if you want to buy them. So what did you want? Men's shirts?
Yeah, just scroll down.
Oh my God.
Yeah, read some.
Wait,
of these.
I'm going to buy one. I'm buying
no,
a Colton
not.
Haynes
No, you're
shirt.
Not.
Yes,
you are
I
not.
Am.
They're $35.
Oh,
you're not.
He sells shirts that have him screaming on them. There's one of them. And then another one is him covered in lipstick. Another one is one that says anxious. Another one says daddy. What
a
if I buy the Colton Haynes
t-shirt
shirt?
That says daddy for $35.
I kind of want this one of him in the ripped shirt. The one on the bottom.
No.
If you pay $25 extra, he'll sign it.
Well, that doesn't take, it honestly does not take much. He also has a shirt that says hustler and a shirt that says wine not with a big question mark.
People love talking about how much they love wine.
I just love that he has merch.
What if I bought a Colton Haynes shirt?
He's not even, no, I will not.
I would get this Haynes if it, one of them, it looks like a baseball jersey, so it says Haynes and then 13 on the back. But what if people just think I like sports and like someone named Haynes? I want people to know that it's Colton.
So that you, that's even
that's
worse.
What I need to get. I need one with his face on it.
So they're like, so they would be like, oh, Bobby, what team does Haynes play for? You like baseball now? And you'd be like, it's Colton Haynes. Don't you know who he is?
I love this pullover. Oh, $50.
Stop.
That's a little
pricey. My God. Stop shopping the actual site. This was supposed to be for a lol. This is not supposed to be for you to buy stuff.
Well, while I add some items to my cart, do you want to talk about Lo Bosworth?
Yes, after I turn off my alarm. Hold on.
Okay.
Time to wake up. Okay. From this nightmare. This episode.
I'm keeping that in.
Okay. So now that I've woken up from my nightmare, it's time to talk about Lo Bosworth's vagina. Go back to sleep.
Whoops, you're back in a nightmare.
No. So I don't know if you guys heard, but hashtag pumpkin can, Lo Bosworth has a new hashtag pumpkin can on the horizon. So she, instead of promoting other people's products, Lo Bosworth has a product of her own to promote. And so you're like, oh, what will lifestyle guru Lo Bosworth present to me? A shirt, a couch,
organic pumpkin can, maybe, in her pivot?
Yeah, maybe more pumpkin. Who knows? But no, all those are incorrect. Lo Bosworth is doing a line of feminine hygiene products designed to tackle tricky infections and irritations down below. So Lo Bosworth has launched
this. I feel like I'm not even allowed to comment on any of this.
I mean, I can barely comment. So Lo has launched a website called Love Wellness. And the products, which at first I thought were, you know, more of the grooming, I was wrong. It is literally adjacent to douching, where you stick enemas, boric acid up your vagina, I think. You're like, I can't even comment.
She asks you to put boric acid up your vagina?
Yeah. One of the products is called The Killer. In parentheses,
yikes.
Boric acid suppositories. And so that's when you put it in your vagina, right? Suppository.
Yeah.
You deposit it into the suppository.
Okay. We know what suppositories are.
So basically, let me read the description of this product before I get into what the article really, the best part of the article. Just, I want you to know what she's selling. Suffering from a yeast infection or BV. What's BV? Do I have a vagina? What's BV? Bacterial BV is, oh, oof, yikes.
What is BV?
It's bacterial vaginosis.
Oh.
Anyways, well, you don't have
no
to
one know, but go on.
Are you, so you're not suffering for a yeast infection?
No.
Or BV?
No.
Suffer no more. The Killer is made of a naturally occurring mineral found in seawater and gently yet effectively relieves oneself of pesky female infections. Previously only available with a prescription, ding, ding, ding. As a side note, this is me talking. That is a key phrase in this entire thing. Previously only available with prescription, we're now bringing you 100% medical grade boric acid, woof, as an over-the-counter remedy. The Killer works by bringing your vaginal pH back to its normal state, killing off all the bad guys that are so tricky to get rid of. Okay. So, here's the thing.
Lindsay opens up her steno pad and, like, starts at bullet one.
So, you're reading this article, and it sounds actually kind of reasonable that you would have products for your vagina. Not a weird thing at all, and I'm not trying to vagina shame anyone. You should definitely have products for your vagina to make you feel well and know what's going on down there and be aware. But let's talk about Lo's products. Allie Jones goes to talks to a gynecologist named Dr. Jen Gunter, and when she mentions the boric acid, which is what I just read to you guys, the killer, the suppository, this is what is in the article. Do not use that. could you ask for a better quote? Do not use that, Gunter told me when I asked her about the suppository. There's this whole trend in using boric acid, which I've seen with a lot of patients. Boric acid has two very specific indications, and none of them are for preventative therapy. You can easily damage the mucus in the vagina if you use it chronically. I would strongly advise against using boric acid unless it is a very specific regimen recommended by your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell that Lo went to the gyno, got prescribed boric acid for something, and was like, damn, this like worked really well. I should sell it.
Granted, I don't have a vagina, so this is in products not relating to vaginas, but I'm immediately wary of any sort of new over-the-counter medication or hygiene product that touts, when I see the words probiotic,
yep,
or pH balancing,
yep,
I'm immediately wary. I feel like those are red flags, you know. As a general rule, I think those are red flags. As in, like, not that they're going to do harm, where this doctor's like, literally don't do it. But I just feel like they're not going to do anything. And doesn't this gynecologist also says that the she refers to your vagina as a self-cleaning oven. Don't ever need to put anything in there.
What they say. And so it's funny because she also mentions, she says, 6 months ago, it was all marijuana in the vagina. 6 months before that, it was these gross herb balls that people found on Etsy.
I remember
and six
that.
6 months before that, it was Gwyneth Paltrow and her medically impossible vaginal steaming. So she
medically
literally
impossible.
She literally is going through all of the stupid things that people try to put in their vaginas.
Right. I like, and she gets pretty angry by the end, like the end of this quote.
It's
so things
great.
Like that, every 6 months we're going through, how can we make money off the vagina at the detriment of women? Right? Because it's not just saying that these are sort of innocuous products. She's saying that they're harmful.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Lowe's trying to profit off of your vagina or being afraid of your vagina so much that you have to put a suppository of boric acid in there.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I hate that her message is like empowering, because ultimately her message is good. Her message is don't be afraid of your vagina.
Talk
you know,
about your vagina. Yeah.
Know what's happening. Be aware, you know, like whatever. Like that is all well and good. And I agree with all of that. And that stuff is what's going to get her very far. The problem, the problem is the way that she's doing it is to sell a product that hurts your vagina. Hashtag pumpkin can. God knows you're not making an emoji for this vaginal boric acid supplement. Please.
I could make a Colton Haynes.
Please.
Something. Whatever.
Please.
So this, what was this, Bobby? Please explain.
Click.
Oh God. Lindsay put in a link that says, Bobby, please explain this. And it's just a link to Chip and Joanna Gaines on the cover of People. And I refuse to spend more than 20 seconds on this. Chip and Joanna Gaines are the stars of HGTV's Fixer Upper, which is a show I had a brief obsession with for a couple weekends.
I was going to say, didn't you love them? You were like, last time I talked about them, you were like, I love them. Joanna.
I loved them until I realized every single house is identical. They do the exact same thing to every house in Waco, Texas, and it's so boring. It's so boring.
I love that it took you that long to like figure out the lesson behind every single HGTV show.
Well, they're all whatever.
They're all the same.
But that's all. They're on the cover of People. They, the headline is Family, Faith, and Sudden Fame, because one of the things about them is that they're very, very religious. But it's not really a part of the show. It's sort of like secretly a part of the show. And they do a lot of interviews where it's like they try to spread the word, but not in an explicit way, just to show.
They're like basically secret evangelist Christians. Is that what you're saying?
They're secret. But the thing is, they're secret evangelists. But it's hard to be an evangelist technically without the evangelizing. They don't do it, or they do the evangelizing, but they do it in a subtle way, which is actually interesting that they are so sort of sneaky and subtle about it. But whatever, that's it. We're done. I can't talk about them anymore.
Well, it's funny because
I posted
the cover of this, and I think it was the cover of Us Weekly was next to it, and it also had like a weird, like a teen mom situation. And I was like, ugh. And people right. were like, Chip and Joanna, we love them. I love them. They're the best. We love them. I love them. So they like, they're kind of like beloved.
They're cute. No, they're cute. It's, I'm very charmed by them. I just, the show is irritating to watch because it's exactly the same. I would rather watch House Hunters because I find domestic disputes more interesting than domestic harmony, and they are like perfect harmony all the time. And I prefer
so you're
to
saying
see...
you prefer couples that are fucked up than this perfect couple.
Yes, absolutely. In terms of entertainment factor, yes, absolutely.
All right, and now in terms of let's talking about entertainment factor, what's Rita up to?
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Lindsay, what is Rita up to?
Well, she wore a black tank top, and she also wore, this is ridiculous, like, she's not up to anything.
It really is, it's because she's finishing her album, and that must be the reason.
The fact that, like, we're more excited for our album to come out than anyone because we need to, like, have something to talk about is really fucked up.
No, I think it's great.
So, Rita, the Daily Mail just, like, continues on their Rita Ora content journey. Like, there is literally so much happening from Rita Ora, according to the Daily Mail. Mm-hmm. She flaunted her cleavage in a black tank top and tracksuit bottoms as she gets back to recording after settling her label dispute with Jay-Z.
Oh.
So she wore a tank top. Are you just, like, casually snacking during the segment?
I didn't. Yeah.
I heard that.
Sorry.
So loud. And speaking of casually snacking, Rita Ora wore pink pot pants and a shirt and a hat to what looks like Gelson's, just on a casual Saturday.
What's Gelson's? Is that an LA thing?
Yeah, it's a supermarket. It's what we call supermarkets out here.
That's what we call supermarket. Gelson's, so it's just a chain.
Yes. There was a great caption in one of these that I copied out that I already forget. And I guess Rita's not wearing a bra. So the
R.I.P. to the bra.
R.I.P. to the bra.
Rita, they love referencing R.I.P.
But, like, I don't think that was a reference to the song.
How could it not be? They always reference R.I.P.
Like, one editor there has listened to R.I.P. once and it will never come back.
No, I think, or listens to it all the time.
I don't think I've ever heard the song R.I.P.
Maybe R.I.P. to the bra is a play on the lyrics to R.I.P. We'll never know.
I've literally never heard the song. I'll never know.
R.I.P. to the girl you used to see. Her days are over. Baby, she's over.
So thank you to Katie and Eric of The Who's for providing the theme song. Thank you to all of us for, all of you guys, all of us. That's a Freudian slip. Thank you to ourselves.
for putting on such a good show every week.
Thank you to everyone for downloading and listening and downloading our stickers, which the update should be live this week, I'm assuming.
What did you add?
You guys will see.
Give them a sneak peek. What did you add?
You're for sure getting Billy Bush thick thighs, and you're for sure getting Slim Pins, and you might even get a couple surprises.
Oh, my goodness.
So that should be pushed this week. I'm sure the moment it gets approved, we'll tweet about it. So that's great. So thank you all for downloading and leaving some reviews. That's wonderful. And thank you to Marie Claire for naming us the number one podcast, number one new podcast of 2016.
I don't think they were ranked, Bob.
We were the first one named, and I'm going to take that to mean we're the number one new podcast.
This is like when Jesse Tyler Ferguson called us that he lived for Who Weekly.
Yeah, so that was another thing. So I guess I didn't realize Jesse Tyler Ferguson was the editor-in-chief of Marie Claire, but he must be. So
he's also the editor-in-chief of Esquire.
Yeah, he has two jobs.
Who named us one of the most podcasts? I don't know.
Less impressive. We were number 24 on the list of 25.
They weren't best ranked. New podcasts.
Lindsay, I think they were ranked.
They were.
I think we were number 24 of 25, which is still great.
They weren't ranked. Okay, well, whatever. We're number one, and...
And we're also number 24, so we're really number 12, I guess, when you average it out.
And we're also Jesse Tyler Ferguson's favorite podcast, so clearly we are edging ourselves up the ladder. We're struggling to get ourselves up the ladder.
We need to end.
Please.
Okay,
bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
See ya.
You will drive it. Yo,
they want to know.
Hey. To be famous.
One of them, it looks like a baseball jersey, so it says Hanes and then 13 on the back. But what if people just think I like sports and like someone named Hanes? I want people to know that it's Colton.
So that you that's even worse.